Ghana's AC Milan midfielder Kevin Prince-Boateng has shockingly retired from the national team, the Black Stars. The 34-year-old told the Ghana Football Association of his decision to quit the national team, citing too many injuries in his career. The AC Milan player says he wants to concentrate on his career with the Italian side. The DFA has confirmed the news, but has yet to take a position on the decision of Kevin Prince-Boateng. Boateng was born in Germany, switched nationality to play for the Black Stars at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. He was then playing for English side Portsmouth, but after playing with the Black Stars at the World Cup, he sealed a lucrative move to AC Milan. Boateng played just 9 matches for the Black Stars and scored 1 goal. His uncle Robert played for Ghana in the 1990s. Meanwhile, a sports analyst Carl Tufour has described the resignation of Kevin Prince-Boateng from the national team as surprising. He said Kevin Prince-Boateng is a brilliant young player, but his resignation will not affect the national team.
It's one of the most difficult questions to answer, but I'll say yes and no. Yes, in the sense that he's got the whole world ahead of him. He's got, hopefully, one more World Cup to play. There's the possibility of the Nations Cup to play. But no, it doesn't surprise me, because let's call a spade, in the sense that he only became Ghanaian, that's in quotation marks, simply because he wanted to play in the World Cup, and Germany were not going to pick him. And since he may have achieved that objective, it doesn't surprise me at all. The sort of excuses that he sometimes has been given for not turning up, it really doesn't wash with me, and I find it extremely sad. But that's the price you pay when you go and get, in quotation marks, Ghanaians to play for you.
With this decision, is it going to be possible for Kevin Prince-Boateng to play for the German national team?
Absolutely not. The law of FIFA is clear and black and white. Once he's played a competitive match, more so at the national, at the World Cup, there's no way back for him. And that's why I tend to believe that, yeah, if he wanted to play in the World Cup, it's every professional footballer's ambition to be at the World Cup. And if Germany were not going to pick him like they picked his brother, then why don't you go and take your father's country and then play for them? Because his attitude since the World Cup has been very worrying. Let me be mild about it. Very, very worrying since the World Cup. And he's only played on the African continent, if I'm right, once or twice. One in Kumasi, where he had an absolute stinker. I think one away Congo or so. But it doesn't surprise me at all. It really doesn't. This is the price you pay if you don't try and bring your own players from home, and then tomorrow you go and look for. There are other ones who have done what and have shown much, much more deeper commitment. And let's call it spade a spade. Ghana got to the quarterfinals without even a megastar like Michael Essien. Ghana can win the African Nations Cup and can get to the World Cup and get to the semifinals and get to the finals without Kevin Prince-Boateng.
That means his absence will not affect the team in any way?
I don't think so, because we've gone through this qualifying series without him. We ended up winning 5 matches and 1 draw. Ajmal Bedu is a new find. Ajmal Bedu is playing consistently for Tunisia. Kudus Asamoah is doing the business. Jordan Ayew, Andre Ayew, Asamoah Gyan, Isaac Vossa, Parise, Inkum. They were the ones who were there in 2010. They can do it again. They were the ones who were there in Angola. They can do it again. So if he doesn't want to play for Ghana, you say thank you very much, and then let's get on with life.
But looking at his attitude after the World Cup, and the fact that he's citing numerous injuries as some of his reasons for resigning from the national team, can this affect his chances as a young player in the career?
Let me say that his injuries are genuine. You cannot say he has not been injured, because he's been taken off sometimes for AC Milan and all these things. But really, I would have thought that having been brought on and playing, he wouldn't have decided to do what he did. As to whether he is old enough or young enough, it's neither here nor there, because he was born in 1987. That makes him 24. And the irony of it was that he was born on the 6th of March, Ghana's Independence Day. So he's 24. He can come back. But if I were in that position, looking at his attitude and the way he's discussed before, I probably would not be in favor. That's why I've always insisted that I think we ought to start looking for our players from within. Nothing prevents us from looking from outside, but when you go and bring someone in at the last minute...
Will you say that his relationship with the coach might also have been a contributory factor to his premature retirement from the national team?
What is the relationship with the coach? He didn't play for any of the qualifying matches. The one that he was called, he played a stinker. People get dropped. Players will get dropped. Big players are dropped sometimes. And let's not mince words. He is an absolutely brilliant player. let's not hide those things. He's good. But if you don't fit in with the coach's plan for a particular occasion, are you going to throw tantrums and say, I'm not going to play for the national team again? You're playing for Ghana. You're representing 25 million Ghanaians. And if that is not an honor, which many of us would have loved to do, then that's up to you. But I don't blame him. I don't blame him because he wasn't born and raised up in Ghana. He was born in Germany. He has a German mother who would want and he used Ghana to achieve his ambition. And he's done so.
A former Black Star striker, Augustine Ahinfo, has also been speaking on the resignation of Kevin Prince-Boateng from the national team.
There might be a whole lot of reasons to him not wanting to play for the national team. But it's not up to me to actually know. It's up to the FA, because I think the FA should also get to him to know why he doesn't want to play. He cannot say because of injuries he doesn't want to. We have players who've had serious injuries, but yet are always ready for the national team. There might be more to this than only the injuries.
Looking at the state of the Black Stars team now, will the absence of Kelvin Prince-Boateng affect the team?
Oh, he won't. He won't. If he's in the team, it's okay. If it's not, I'm sure we have equally good players to replace. So far, he hasn't played much in the qualifiers, but we qualified comfortably. So I don't think any big other. It would be good if we have or had him in the team. But it's just a letter that he's written today. If I were the FA, I might probably try to audience with him before publishing the words. I don't think it would. Maybe they've done something about it. Maybe not. But my own way, I would have spoken to him, know why this is before it's on the website. Because the moment it gets to the website, whether it's true or not, almost everybody in the whole world is going to cut.
As a young player, retiring at this stage, will it affect he himself, the football career that he's trying to pursue?
It's not going to affect because he's already playing for the bigger club. I think it's going to affect. But it is not also good because he went to the World Cup and he did so well. And now we expect him to be in the team and also help us achieve whatever aim that the FA has. But for him to just come out and say that he doesn't want to play again, it's not the best. But as young as he is, I am sure tomorrow, probably, if I say tomorrow, I don't mean next today, but if he says he has retired, probably in the next month, years coming, I'm sure he's going to change. I would have impressed upon him if I were there, I was a member of the FA. Ask him, get to him, if I need to advise him to think over it and then come back for final decision.
A former Black Star striker, Augustine Ahinfo, with the resignation of Kevin Prince-Boateng from the national team.